Teddy sat with York in his bunker, watching the live scene from Andrews Air Force Base. He preferred York's company when things were rough. The accusations had been brutal. Scapegoats were in demand, and many of the idiots chasing the cameras blamed the CIA because that's who they always blamed. He had finally told York of Lufkin's warnings, and York understood completely. Unfortunately, they'd been through this before. When you police the world, you lose a lot of cops. And Teddy and York had shared many sad moments, watching the flag-covered coffins roll off the C-130s, evidence of another debacle abroad. The Lake Campaign would be Teddy's final effort at saving American lives. Failure, though, seemed unlikely. DPAC had collected more than $20 million in 2 weeks and was in the process of hauling the money around Washington. 21 congressmen had been recruited for Lake endorsements at a total cost of $6 million. "Did we have a projection of casualties?" York asked. After a while, Teddy said, "No." Their conversations were never hurried. "Why so many?"
"Lots of booze. Happens all the time in the Arab countries. Different culture. Life is dull, so when our diplomats throw a party, they throw a good one. Many of the dead were quite drunk."
Minutes passed. "Where's Yadal?" asked York.
"Right now he's in Iraq. Yesterday, Tunisia."
"We really should stop him."
"We will. Next year. It'll be a great moment for President Lake."